If you're a small business owner, you already know what it takes to keep everything moving. You're juggling customers, invoices, and about 100 decisions every day. Thankfully, taxes don't have to be one more thing on that list. With Intuit TurboTax, you can get your business taxes done for you with a full-service expert. TurboTax matches you with your dedicated tax expert who knows your industry, understands your business write-offs, and gives you the personalized advice your business deserves. Upload your documents right in the app, hand everything off, and still feel like you're in the loop the whole way through. You can even get real-time updates on your expert's progress right in the app, which makes it so much easier to stay on track. And you can get unlimited expert help at no extra cost, even on nights and weekends during tax season. Visit TurboTax.com to get matched with an expert today. Only available with TurboTax full service experts.
My biggest struggle in my early 20s was believing I understood a concept or a certain philosophy that I subscribed to, but then consistently not living that way and not executing those beliefs, and struggling and being depressed or disappointed in life. And I knew better, but I wasn't living that way. And that's really frustrating. And the problem is that's all just ego. That's ego sneaking in the back door. That's you, kind of the part of your brain that thinks about the story of Chris, wants to see that story in a certain light, but that's just ego. That's not real either. So for me, it's a matter of being perfectly okay, exactly where I am, and practicing. It's like if I was going to try and pick up a sport, I'm not going to be amazing tomorrow. Today, I just have to dribble. Just got to dribble the ball. And if the ball gets away from me today, it's okay. Get it back and just dribble again. Even if it takes all of my focus and energy just to dribble this ball, maybe tomorrow it won't. And it won't be as, consuming. But it's okay to be where I am. I don't have to wake up tomorrow and be a pro. And I think that that mentality has gone a long way for me in terms of just surrendering to the moment, surrendering to where I am, and surrendering even to my failures. Your failures are okay too. I used to really be very hard on myself if I thought I wasn't accomplishing something or reaching a certain level. But, be with your failures. They're just as educational and just as opening to the process as the successes. They say you don't really wake up from dreams, you wake up from nightmares. And not to say my childhood was a nightmare at all, by any means, but I certainly started to see a pattern, where whatever my struggles or challenges were at that age, if they were ever kind of met or satisfied, I started to see how the next day, my brain found new struggles and challenges to be at odds with. And you start to realize how amazingly resilient that part of your brain is, that can just create conflict and truly be at odds with what is. And I started to worry that no matter what happened or where I went in my life, will that always be that way? What's preventing me from being truly happy or truly peaceful or present? What is the thing that's creating this conflict? And you start to realize a lot of it, when you take, it's not those individual things. Well, that girl didn't like me, or, well, that guy's smarter than me. That's not it. It's the part of your brain that is driving this machine, the I, that ego. It's a very self-serving animal. And it lives in a world of comparison. And a lot of Eastern philosophies, whether it's Buddhism or Taoism, Hinduism, they all kind of share a similar awareness of that brain noise and its potential pitfalls. And at that age, I just kind of, that's the one thing that just made the most sense to me. That's the one thing that I saw as it just made sense to the treadmill that I saw myself running on. That was the one thing that I said, yeah, that's exactly, that's what's going on here. This is just this brain that just, it's no matter what I do, it's going to find new things. Scared me, and that worried me, and that's what kind of made me want to pursue a little bit more exploration into that way of thinking. I had certain beliefs and desires, and I wanted to be a certain type of person, but a lot of my thoughts were kind of, I guess, rooted in the ego, you know. And when I say the ego, I don't necessarily mean arrogance. I just mean the part of your brain that is that says I. It's the thinker, and that part of your brain is very self-serving, and it's very it lives in a world of comparisons and time, and none of these things are helpful. And it just kind of would consistently take me out of a positive place, you know, the man I wanted to be, or the man I thought I should be, or you know, thinking you know how you should be doing things or what you should be doing, but then not executing those things leaves you in this kind of spiral of disappointment. But again, all that thinking is based on time. You're basing who you are and what you think you should be on who you'll be tomorrow and who you were yesterday. And so for me, the most effective tool I've adopted is just trying to stay present. When you're in the moment, it's not like you've satisfied the part of your brain that thinks in terms of time. It's that the part of your brain that thinks in terms of time just gets quiet, kind of doesn't exist anymore. So a lot of my old hurdles have kind of become far more manageable by just staying present. All you really have in life, I think, is just now, a series of nows. And I think when you can kind of surrender to that, you can't lose. So for me, getting through the struggles that are associated with day-to-day life, it's just be present. Don't think about tomorrow. Don't think about the next minute. Just where are you right now? Don't miss right now. Be here now. And a nice sense of calm just kind of washes over.